Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And we're into hour number three. 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. Open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or text questions to 411-923. You can also email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you'd like to send a picture or a short video to help describe the project that you're working on. And we've had a great program so far today. If you're just joining us, 8 o'clock hour, we had the Farm Bureau in with the Small Houses, ranching family out of the east of Tucson over the mountains. We just had Canyon State Roofing in last hour, talking about metal roofing, a topic that we don't cover very much here at Arizona on the roof, the metal specifically side of things, but that is on my dream home, a red metal roof has always been there.
And I've always been curious about the myth about metal roofs. You know, why would you put a metal roof when it's 110 outside? But that's just the opposite.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Does not add heat transfer to your home like other roofing materials do. And then this hour is up to you, the Arizona homeowner, your home, castle, or cabin projects you're working on. And we've got a lot more homeowners than we've had when Rosie started this broadcast in '88, and we're about to get more. Castle Hill Partners from Austin, Texas, just purchased 5,200 acres for $106 million. To develop Saddleback Heights that was initially planned in the 1990s. Wow. And this takes Vestancia, housing developments from Vestancia all the way to Carefree Highway, just west of Lake Pleasant.
Wow.
So if you've ever been across that Carefree Highway, in the next couple of years, you'll actually be seeing houses right up to the road. So there's no end in sight, and unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, whichever way you want to look at it, you know, there are developments like this planned all over the entire state.
And if you go further,
for decades.
Yeah, and further west, there's going to be even more around Buckeye and places beyond.
Oh, west of Buckeye?
Yeah.
The Douglas Ranch?
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of land. There's going to be a lot of houses out there.
400,000 master plan community.
Good night.
They plan on putting out there. That'll have, you know, it'll be designed to be its own live, work, and recreation area. It'll be its own standalone city. But yeah, 400,000 people they plan to put out west of the White Tanks.
So when do you think Tonopah is going to be incorporated into Phoenix?
You know, there's a lot of great little county islands all over the state. Mm-hmm. And all over the metro area as well that you see, you know, like the Rovi Dairy right in the middle of Glendale, still on a county island. You can get out in areas of Chandler, Gilbert, where you're on county islands inside of Chandler or Mesa that are great properties that are a lot of times flood irrigated and very, very developed. They've got, you know, huge mature trees, some of them even pecan tree groves that are still remaining. So there's, you know, they could hold out. There's a very great charm and a great, you know, value to staying a county island in those areas. They're very, very premier properties.
Yes, sir.
So, and then we did get some convicts locked up recently. Three men stole more than 70 ceiling fans valued at over $28,000 by swapping UPC labels out of home improvement stores. I'm surprised through this last 2 years how crazy construction is that you don't hear more stories like that of people trying to find ways to scam the limited and escalating price of materials, but... So that's a good thing.
Yeah, in this case, yeah.
To not have that.
Now, are they the basic ceiling fans, 3 blades, 4 blades, 5 blades? Did they say?
I didn't go into that detail. But, I mean, if you divide, you know, if 70 ceiling fans at about almost $30,000, it's kind of a higher-end fan there.
Wow.
They are. And then we had a couple things come out as the summer months approach. We get more things out. I was just talking to a friend who got attacked by a swarm of bees last weekend, moving some material on his property. So the bees are out. Most of the bees in Arizona have some, you know, like over 90%, I think they say, are now Africanized. What that means is you just have to be able to run faster and farther to get away from them. Where 100 yards might work, it's you know, you quadruple that. You got to be able to sprint 400 yards before you outpace them. They're after your breath. That's the first thing that they attack. And then once the stinger hits, it releases a pheromone to attack that location. So they're now over after where you were previously stung and your breath. So jumping into water doesn't help, because the first thing you do when you come up, you need a big breath, and they're just going to be sitting there waiting. So get indoors, or you got to be able to stay at a good constant pace at over 400 yards. There's also a interesting story. We've got a great radio affiliate in Southern Arizona called KGVY out of Green Valley, Sorita. And they had Sorita police responded to a call to 911 from a security guard who saw kids teasing and throwing rocks at a random bull that had no branding or markings on it, and they had to actually put it down after it started being aggressive. So we do have wildlife in Arizona. We've got a great department at the Arizona Fish and Wildlife that has great resources on living with wildlife and animals as we continue to expand where our cities are and move into territory that has otherwise been farmland or raw desert, where wildlife are, you know, that's still going to be there, you know, even inside our cities. We still have a lot of coyotes, javelina, bobcats. My uncle's even seen had a raccoon on his back porch before by a mountain area. So there are things to be aware of in Arizona. It doesn't seem like the wildlife's there, but and especially in the city, but we actually accommodate the wildlife quite nicely with irrigation systems and growing vegetation that they now rely on for food, or small pets and animals that are their midnight snack. So That resource is available for you, the Arizona homeowner, if you're new to the area. As they say, hundreds of thousands are. Phoenix was the highest growing, and Phoenix is located in Maricopa County. Maricopa County was the highest population growth in all of America last year. And this is a really scary statistic to think about it, if you've, but the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation out at Taliesin West predicts what they call the Sun Valley Corridor is going to go from Cordis Junction, that's I-17, that's your turnoff if you're going to go to Prescott or stay on 17 to Flagstaff or Camp Verde. From there to Nogales is going to be solid metropolitan area of 30 million people.
I can't even imagine that in my head, seeing that row of houses. Because that's a, what are we talking about distance-wise? 200?
Probably, about 200 miles. Close to 200. Might be a little bit of a stretch more than that. But it's most of it's flat, and it's really easy to build on flat ground. And as we've seen, there's a lot of reasons to move to Arizona. If you're in Arizona, you had your reasons here, and a lot of them aren't work related. A lot of it's weather related, family related. So, welcome.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. And remember, you know, if you're building on flat land or whatever land around here, make sure you understand how the water moves, so you don't want to build anything over a wash. Right. Let's put it that way.
And we talked about storm damage last week with Kowalski Construction and our weekly to-do, and that is a good news. One of a lot of things people always ask about, what about the water? What about the water? Well, you know, we are in a drought season, but we are expected to have a higher monsoon season, a wetter monsoon season. After a record dry in 2020, we had one of our top 20 wettest winters, 2021, and they expect 22 to be about the same. It does a lot of great things for the state now. It also promotes a lot of growth. It promotes the fire hazards as well. So there's, you know, things to be aware of with that. And the Arizona Forestry Department, actually, I ran into him after the broadcast 2 weeks ago, one of their guys, John, there, and he was saying they've hired 100 additional people, and they're working on creating forest fire breaks around communities that back up to the National Forest Service area just for that preventative. If a fire should break out, they'll at least have that a buffer between the forest edge and the homes to avoid, you know, something like we saw at Colorado. Was that last year?
Boy, I think it was.
Was that just last year?
Yeah.
It all kind of blurs together. So.
You know, speaking of fires, we talked about Rodeo Chetiskai. It's 20th anniversary this year.
Wow.
It's coming up in June.
That's always when it seems like we've had so many fires lately, when they talk about it, I'm like, what is there left to burn? It seems like we've burned up the whole state already.
Yeah. You would think. Yeah. But I still can't believe it's been 20 years. That fire was so intense. I was on top of Camelback Mountain, and way off in the distance, you could see a little small piece of patch of gray. And I was told, oh, that's Rodeo Chetiskai.
That's the smoke?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Amazing.
Big. At the time, Arizona's largest fire. Unfortunately, we've surpassed the acreage burned in other fires since then. But that was a big one. Mm-hmm. We've got calls lined up that will start after this. And then we also have our weekly to-do at 10:30, talking about getting your air conditioning system checked before the summer kicks in. You get, no one thinks about it. And then when that 100 triple degree hits and there's a problem, well, you're not the only one that ends up with a problem. And you may end up waiting a little while to get a technician scheduled out to your home. Our goal is to prevent that from happening with a pre-season maintenance check, and we'll talk about what all that entails here at Rosie on the House.